this man that you're finna marry and being an Israelite, he has an obligation with his creator to keep his commandments. He has an obligation with his creator to be the head, and he has an obligation towards Yahweh to be the man that you are to love and follow for the rest of your life. I said, do you know that this man is obligated to all of the laws of Yahweh? And then we began to speak about it. And the reason I found it necessary, because I think nowadays, especially, a lot of sisters don't realize who they're marrying. Or should I say, they might realize who they're marrying, but they might not realize who they're supposed to be marrying. You're supposed to be marrying a strong man of Yah that would rather die than to forsake the laws of the Most High. A man is bound by his commandments to be a leader of the household and not forsake Yah. And you, as his future wife, are bound and committed to follow this man as long as he's keeping the Almighty's commandments, as long as he's walking in the path of righteousness. You're making a vow and a commitment to Yahweh to follow this man. This man is your God on earth. As long as he's keeping the commandments of Yahweh and leading you in the path of righteousness. And our sisters are not realizing that. And I think it's something in the air that's poisoning our sister's mind. I think part of it is TV, the television. I think part of it is radio. And I think part of it is these love novels. And I think part of it is just living in a Babylonian society where you have a lot of outside influences, and now you can't discern what's right from wrong. You think the way of the people is the way to go. And that's not the way to go at all, sisters. Your way to go is allow your husband to allow him to assert himself to be the leader of that household. And if you don't think that particular individual is able to be that man, then that's not the man you want to marry. Then you won't wait until you find a man strong enough, righteous enough, and honorable enough to be your spiritual leader and your guide in the household. So you see, you got quite a task on your hand. You got the task of finding someone that's committed to the Most High to the extent that you can see it. And you can say, I like the direction he's going. The scripture said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And in order for you to walk with a man of Israel, you need to be agreed with him. And if you're not in agreement, then you need to tell him, well, I'm not ready yet. Because I think you need some work to be done in this area, or in this area. That's my message to the sisters.